New leadership in Farm Bureau. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farm leaders from across the state have just completed the 91st annual meeting of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, and after completing their policy resolutions for the upcoming year, the voting delegates selected their new slate of officers to lead the organization, and longtime at-large state director Jeff Aiken of Washington County was elected as vice president.
Have the utmost respect and belief in this organization for the values that they stand for, for the process that we take to come to develop our issues and how we're going to deal with them. And, you know, it's even though it's been 31 years, it seems like it's been a short period of time, and friendships that will last a lifetime.
The 49-year-old Jeff Aiken became active in the Farm Bureau and the Young Farmers and Homemakers Program at 18. He's a cattle and tobacco producer in Washington County, and he beat out Hickman County producer Danny Rochelle for vice president. Elected to fill Aiken's at-large director on the state board was row crop producer David Richeson of Loudoun County.
Well, it's very humbling. Actually, I am very excited and humbled that the membership would look to me to represent them.
Also elected to serve for the coming year was Greene County's Jimmy McAllister. He will be chairman of the state's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee and thus will have a seat on the Farm Bureau State Board of Directors.
It's a great honor to be chosen to lead our great wife and our program through another year. I hope I can help continue our success and help continue to grow our program. But great thanks for this upcoming.
Jimmy McAllister farms cattle, row crops, and hay on about 1,000 acres in Greene County. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.